Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
With that, we bring in the outstanding Kelly Mazzani. Kelly, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And congratulations on a well-deserved honor.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a good couple days, so I'm excited.
Yeah, it has been a good couple of days. We'll start with the Hall of Fame part of it, the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. October 30th, the induction will take place at Reading. Who told you, and what was your response when you found out?
Well, ironically enough, I had just flown from Dallas to Atlantic City, and I was recruiting. So, of course, I was on court 27, you know, watching AAU basketball. I thought that was pretty ironic. But I had a couple different people reach out. You know, it's pretty remarkable. I felt really excited. I've been able to share it with my family, and, you know, I've been getting a lot of people reaching out. So it's definitely a collection of a lot of people that have been in my life, you know, teammates, coaches, family. So it's been exciting.
What does it not only mean just for you, but also the recognition of women's basketball, that someone like you had that kind of impact and the sport itself is also being recognized?
Yeah, I think so many people for so many years have fought, you know, for women's sports, even, you know, Rini and, you know, Lady Lion basketball. So, you know, I think women's basketball is in a great place. And so to be recognized, you know, I've really had a good appreciation for it. I've thought a lot about my playing career over the last couple of weeks. So to really think about it, to what I was able to do, you know, individually, but collectively on the different teams I've been on, it's pretty remarkable if you think about it.
And also finding out that to be an associate head coach, what does that mean to you in your growth in the profession?
Well, I think it's, you know, that's a key word, growth. You know, I'm getting ready to start my ninth season overall, which is pretty incredible. It goes so fast. And I just think, you know, we have a really good thing going at Bucknell. I appreciate Coach Woodruff, you know, and our athletic department in that confidence to, you know, give me that title. So I'm just, you know, I'm growing, like you said, each and every year, taking it a year at a time, but coaching is definitely my passion, and I absolutely love it. So it's been exciting.
What is it about coaching that makes you passionate?
Well, it's just such a different side of from when I was playing. You know, I just, going through a collegiate career and then a professional career, a lot of it's instinctual and you're just doing what you do. So being able to learn the other side of it, what goes into the coaching side, and really helping the student athletes navigate their 4 years in college. You know, I was so blessed to have had such a great experience at Penn State. So being able to help them, you know, in their one collegiate experience has really been rewarding.
All right, so anybody who goes along and tries to work in a profession, there'll be mentors along the way, and you'll start then parroting some things that were said to you that came directly from them, and you probably laugh when it happens. Who would be the influences on coaching style, even though you have to be you, okay, because the best you is you?
Sure.
Who were the influences as to how you coach? And why did they influence you in that direction?
Well, I think first and foremost, Rini. She used to always say, "To whom much is given, much is expected."
Yes.
And, you know, that has resonated. I don't think sometimes we realize as Division I student athletes the amount of effort and time on the coaching side of it. You know, we're going through it, and so that really hits home. You know, I've had different mentors, not necessarily coaches, you know, just give advice about being the best version of you. Just little things like that, just to keep everything in perspective. And we have great student athletes at Bucknell that really understand it. And so if I can give that type of advice, that's not just for your college experience, but for life, you know, those have kind of resonated with me throughout my career that I've been able to translate into the coaching side of it as well.
And believe me, you and I could probably talk a long time ago about Rini because
all day.
I mean, all day because I mean, I broadcast her first game at Penn State.
Her first game.
Yeah, her first game.
Wow.
Carol Waldman and Annie Troyan with it. Carol Waldman was the star that night. Annie couldn't play; she'd hurt her knee at Colorado and wasn't able to play yet.
Definitely influential. I know. I make a lot of references to what I've learned there. Obviously, I have a lot of, you know, different things that I learned in the WNBA overseas, but I feel Penn State was really at the core of creating who I was as a person and now as a coach.
Yeah. You mentioned overseas. I think one of your stops was Russia. Is that true? All right. Now, look, you obviously have a different experience than what, unfortunately, Brittany Griner is going through.
Sure.
Did you have any difficulty at all there, in, out, or once you were in that country? I know the circumstances have dramatically changed, but did you at all?
No. We had, I mean, for my own personal experience, which is all I can talk about and speak on, is no issues. I mean, you go in, you go out. I mean, there's certain roles and there's things that you fill on the plane, what you have in your bag, vice versa. But no, it's been a really sad story that obviously everyone's following closely. But no, I was fortunate enough to, you know, go to Italy, go to Slovakia, go to Hungary with no issues and back.
As you watch now the WNBA, and you're immersed obviously in the college game, how much pride do you take in the fact that, you know, a lot of groundbreaking was done, and the WNBA seems to be on a path to success right now? How much pride do you take in that?
A lot. I remember thinking, you know, I was getting ready to graduate at Penn State. Is it going to fold? You know, is the WNBA even going to be there? Are we going to have a season? So for it to be so successful, and now they're talking about expansion, you know, to be a part of that for the 7.5 years, again, when you're going through it, you don't understand truly what you're just playing basketball. But to look back now and to have been a part of the Charlotte Sting and then that folded and to be a part of the Phoenix Mercury, who have won since I was there another championship, it's going strong. There's a lot of opportunity. And obviously the college athletes now know that, hey, I have a shot at the WNBA. You know, the European basketball is strong. So it's pretty cool to reflect back and know that I was a part of that.
You're also a part of what they're doing at Bucknell right now. You reference the record and how well they've done. You reference Coach Woodruff. Along the way, what are a couple of items as a head coach that you have picked up from Coach Woodruff that, you know, that are part of your foundation now?
Yeah, I think from day one, he is probably one of the most detail-oriented coaches or people I've ever been around. So just understanding the game on such an intricate level, I've learned so much from him in 3 years, from X's and O's to different game plans to schemes. He's a very, very strong, brilliant basketball mind. So I've learned a lot from him. And the details and what he expects and what we expect as a coaching staff to do things the right way definitely will be things that I carry on wherever the job takes me. But yeah, I've learned a tremendous amount.
Okay, when Rini and Annie would sit down and you would watch tape video, how different is life now for you on the coaching side as to how you watch video as opposed to how you watch video when you were a player?
I'm going to give Annie Troyan some mad props right now, but I just remember Annie being, I would literally watch every possession of every game, how they guarded me, how to counter it. So it's very similar. You know, the details, I specifically remember Michigan State always had a really tough zone. And we would watch every possession of every game and try to analyze the defense, where our openings. So there's a lot of similarities, you know, in going through college, you're like, oh, this is a pain in the butt. But
yeah.
I learned a lot. And, you know, Annie and I definitely stay in communication. And it is. It's a lot of little things that go into it. So there's a lot of similarities.
All right. Now I'm going to get into Bucknell, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, academics mean a big part. Okay, to get into Bucknell. So obviously that does play a role as to how you recruit.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an NFL Network feature on Jimmy Johnson, and he's with Bill Belichick on a boat.
Okay.
And he says, Jimmy says to him, I have five rules. Number one above all, the player must be smart. And Belichick goes, oh, God, yeah. When you are recruiting, you're obviously looking for certain basketball skills. What about the intelligence part, and how important is that as to how you recruit somebody?
Well, I don't want to give out our recruiting.
Yes, the secret
sauce. Our recruiting 101, but you know, we live in a world of hashtags, and you know, our hashtag, our mantra is TST, and the S is for smart, and that's not book smart. That's not, you know, obviously the academic part of Bucknell. They're going to tell us if the student athlete's smart. Right. But we look for high IQ student athletes, and you know, can they see the floor? Can they pass? You know, a perfect example is Cecilia Collins, who was on the All Rookie team and second team. It's just an IQ level, and we think if a recruit has a high IQ, that to us is appealing because they understand the game, and they'll make other people around them better. So. That's one of the things that we really, you know, look at when we're out recruiting.
Well, everyone here at Penn State has always thought of Kelly Mazzani from day one as a Hall of Famer, now officially in Pennsylvania. And on October 30th, she'll be in the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame in Reading. Congratulations to one of the greats, and always a privilege to talk with you, Kelly.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk soon.